Chapter 4. The Key. One evening, 2 weeks after the murder, Mark Johnson, the office cleaning man, called me.
"Detective Lane," he said, "can I see you?"
"Yes, Mr. Johnson. Sure. What about?"
"You know the Daly murder?"
"Well, I thought of something.
You told me to call."
"Good," I said. "Come to Pete's Coffee Shop near the police station on Washington." An hour later, Mark Johnson and I were at a table at Pete's.
"It's about the key," said Johnson.
"The key?"
"Yeah, the key to the door of Dr. Daly's office."
"What about it?"
"On that Tuesday, the day before Dr. Daly died," said the young man, "I opened the door to Dr. Daly's office, and I left the key in the door like always. I started to clean the office," he said. "Then I finished and wanted to close the door, but the key wasn't there."
"So what did you do?" I asked.
"I just closed the door to the office and went to clean the next office," he said. "That was the only thing to do. I'm sorry I didn't tell you. I just forgot."
"Did you find the key?"
"Yes," he said. "When I came back to Dr. Daly's office later, it was there again, in the door."
"And how long were you away?" I asked.
"About an hour," said Johnson.
"An hour. In an hour," I thought, "it's easy to go and make a second key, and then easy later to go into Jack Daly's office and get his gun." "Do you still have your key?" I asked him.
"Yes, I do," he said. "Here it is."
Johnson put the key on the table. It was small and didn't look very important, but it was the only thing I had. I took it. "Thank you very much, Mr. Johnson," I said. Very early the next morning, I drove to Jack Daly's office and parked the Chevy on the street. I looked for a store, the kind of store where they make keys. 100 meters down the street, I saw it. It was a hardware store called Mitchell's. They made keys there. Did Jack Daly's killer go to this store and make a second key to his office? I opened the door and went in.
"Good morning," I said to the man in the store. "Are you Mr. Mitchell?"
He was about 55. He wore a dirty brown T-shirt, and he had a face like an angry dog. He didn't answer me. I tried again. "2 weeks ago, on Tuesday morning," I said. "It was early, at about maybe 8:30. Somebody came in here to make a key like this." I opened my hand. There was the key.
"We're not open, lady," he said. "You're too early."
He turned away. My police badge was in my hand. I looked at it, and then I looked at him.
"My name is Detective Lane. When you see this, Mr. Mitchell, you're open 24/7, I shouted. "Understand?"
"Can I help you, Detective?"
I looked up and saw a big red-haired woman. Mrs. Mitchell, I thought.
"I was here early that Tuesday," said the woman. "My husband was still in bed."
She looked angrily at her husband, but she smiled at me. The woman looked at the key.
"Yes," she said. "It was a young woman, pretty, about 25 or 26, I think. Short brown hair."
A woman, I thought.
Can you tell me any more about her? I asked.
No, nothing. Sorry, she said.
I asked some more questions, and about 10 minutes later, I left the hardware store.
Thanks for everything, I said to the woman,
then turned to her husband.
And take it easy, Mr. Mitchell.
I smiled. It was a good morning's work.